We're doing the Chovat HaTalmidim, and we're up to page 13 in the PDF edition. And what Chovat HaTalmidim had been discussing is that every kid has great potential, and sometimes a kid's going to say, well, I don't come from a family of great people. And we tell him, listen here, you can be one of the great people of the Jewish people. If you become disheartened, if you think you don't have potential because your father and grandfather were simple people, so raise yourself above them and look beyond where they were. And when you look beyond generations past, you'll see that you come from great people. So he says, just look beyond the generation of your father and grandfather. Umi ayu avotecha me'az, and who were your forefathers? Hakadoshim vaneviim, they were the holy ones, they were the prophets. Hatanaim, ha'moraim, the ones who composed the Mishnah, the ones who were in the Talmud. Hagaonim v'tzadikim, the geniuses, the righteous ones. You come from great roots, even though you don't know them directly. You know your father and grandfather, who you view as simple people. But way back when, you did have strong roots. V'agmara umeret, and the Talmud tells us in Psachim, Yisraelim en nevi'im en, b'nei nevi'im en. The Jewish people, if they themselves aren't prophets, they're the children of prophets. Lo davar shaya mikvar v'kvar avarhu. It's not only something that was way back in history. But even now, the Gemara says about the Jewish people, our generation as well, the spark of your forefathers who are prophets, that spark is within you. And it is within every lad of the Jewish people. And all you have to do is to dig after that spark, and to discover it within you. Why should you wonder about yourself saying, you feel like I'm no different from any of the other guys? So you tell yourself, I can't become big, I can't become holy, what am I different than everyone else? So the answer to that is, do you really know the other lads? Haim tocho shel etzem na Yisrael ata yoda? Do you really know what's inside a lad of Israel? Hasket ushma tivra midrash. Listen here, hear the words of the Medrash, v'tishtomem, and you'll be amazed. Amar Rav Yehuda, the Medrash says, bo re kama chavivim tinokot lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Yehuda says, come see how much God loves the kids. Galeta Sanhedrin Mirushalayim v'lo galeta shchinayim ahim. When the high court, the supreme court of the Jewish people, the greatest rabbis, when they were exiled from Jerusalem, the Shechina did not leave with them. Galu mishmeret kohanim v'leviim, when the kohanim, the levim, the priests, the levites, they were in the service of the holy, and they were exiled, v'lo galeta shchinayim ahim, and still, the Shechina, God's holy presence, did not leave with them. V'kevan shegalu tinokot. But once the children who were learning Torah, once they left Jerusalem, galeta shchinayim ahim, then God's presence left Jerusalem. And there's a footnote here that tinokot isn't a reference to babies specifically. Tinokot is a reference to those that are still learning by a Rebbe. Tinok literally means one who's nursing. So whoever still has a Rebbe who he's learning by, in Talmudic terms, is called the Tinok Shel Beit Rabban, one who's nursing from the Rabbi's house. Kol kach yikarim hem etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Na'arei Yisrael Shelomdim Torah. You see how precious the lads of Israel that are learning Torah are before God. You see how precious they are before God. Asanedrin Galu Gam HaKohanim V'Leviim. The Supreme Court, the highest rabbis, the Kohanim, the Levim, they all were exiled from Jerusalem. And yet God's presence did not go into exile with them. Yet when the children, those who were learning by the rabbi, when they went to exile, then God's presence declared, I'm so bound to them, And God says, so to speak, I can't stay without them. And so with them, with the lads, God says, I will accept the yoke of exile. And so to speak, God says, I will join in their suffering. So he's saying, every one of you, you're still learning by a rabbi, you're still one of the lads of Israel. Don't say, well, what potential do I have? Even if you don't come from a special family, you're one of those that the Shekhinah says about you that you're more important than the greatest rabbis, than the Supreme Court, the greater than the Kohanim and the Levim. The Shekhinah says those that are learning Torah, those that are still Tinokot Shel Beit Ravan, they're so precious that God says, I have to be with them wherever they are. And the fact that your father and grandfather weren't anything spectacular, but your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was, you do come from very important roots. And I mean, he said, and the fact that you come from these important roots is tells us of the great spark that lies within. You just have to uncover it.